一个介绍。
Therefore, Amos is giving us an introduction.
我们的神是一个创造有大能的神。
Our God is a God who is almighty, who is of creation.
他是一个救赎有慈爱的神。
And he is a God of love and kindness, a God of salvation.
今天阿摩斯给我们看见的这句话，你当预备迎接你的神是这样的一位神。
And Amos is saying that we should be prepared to meet such a God.
你可以在你的心里面做一个比较。
You can compare.
做一个检讨。
You can do a review in your heart.
你的神是怎么样一个神？
What kind of God is your God?
有一本书中文名字叫真神与假神。
There's a book in Chinese that's the true God and the false God.
这是 J.B. Phillips 写的。
Actually, it was written in English by name by J.B. Phillips.
我不太喜欢这个翻译这个名字。
I do not like the Chinese translation of the title.
因为这本书的原来的意思。
But the original meaning of the title.
说你的神太小 ，Your God is too small.
It says your God is too small.
在这一本书里面，整个介绍神的观念。
In this book, it introduced us to the concept of God.
它分两段。
There are two sections.
第一段是讲到错误的神的观念。
The first section concerns the erroneous concept of God.
神是什么样子呢
？What is God?
一个白发老翁。
He is a white hair.
他高高的坐在天上的宝座上
and he would sit on the throne on high.
他看人的时候好像关公一样一面弄红
and when he is gazing on you he is playing with a beard.
这是错误
this is erroneous concept.
他说还有今天错误的神是什么呢
what are other wrong concepts about God?
像交通警察一样
for example God is like a traffic policeman.
你这做错了马上就给你一个 ticket.
If you do something wrong, he will give you a ticket.
所以你来到这个神面前
，When you come to such a God,
紧张得不得了。
You are trembling in fear.
唯恐开车开了五十六迈。
You are afraid that you will drive 1 mile over the speed limit.
所以非常的害怕。
You are very scared.
他前面整个前面一大段就讲到这种错误的、残缺的这个神的观念。
So the first section of the book concerns the wrong concept about God.
后面这一半段呢，就讲到神到底从圣经里面启示的神应该是什么样子。
And the second portion it describes what God really is, as described in the Bible.
这本书我慎重的介绍给各位。
I can strongly recommend this book to you.
J.B. Phillips, Your God is Too Small.
J.B. Phillips authors this book, Your God is Too Small.
你要预备迎接的你的神是不是这样一位神？
Is this the God that you should be prepared to meet?
他是一个救赎的充满爱的神。
He is a God of salvation full of love and kindness.
他是创造宇宙万物的一个大能的神。
He is God Almighty who created heaven and earth.
他这句话除了讲你的神，他还有另外一个重点。
There is another meaning in this sentence, be prepared to meet your God.
阿摩斯他不是说你当迎接你的神。
It does not say you should meet your God.
他说你当预备迎接你的神。
It says prepare to meet thy God.
今天我相信我们在座的每一个人都有许多预备的经验。
I believe everyone here have an experience of preparing for things.
为出国有很多的预备。
Because we make a lot of preparation when we came aboard.
常常搞得耳青鼻肿的预备。
And we did a lot of, we have to exert ourselves a lot to be prepared.
常常不择手段的来预备。
And sometimes we would have irregularities in our preparation.
因为这个门太小了。
Because sometimes it's difficult to enter into this narrow door.
我若不打掉一些这个竞争者，我就进不去。
If I do not compete and beat away some competitors, I could not get in.
我若不踩下一些人，我就不能更高。
If I do not step on some people, I cannot be elevated.
所以我们有很多预备的经验。
Therefore, we have this experience of preparing.
我们为学位有很多的预备。
We prepare in our education.
为结婚有许多的预备。
We prepare for our wedding.
我们中间有一对弟兄姊妹不久就要结婚。
It is a young brother and a young sister who will be married soon.
但是他们只有两个礼拜可预备而已。现在。
But they only have 2 weeks to be prepared.
所以他们拼命的预备。
Therefore, they are preparing very hard.
预备到结婚的时候，新娘很弱，因为太累了。
By the time they get prepared, they will be so tired, they will be weak.
为结婚预备。
They prepare for their wedding.
为谋职预备，找职业预备。
They prepare for their profession.
等到这些都预备好了。
After we make preparations for all these,
我们还要预备。
We still want to prepare.
为下一代预备。
We prepare for the next generation.
所以我们一直有预备的经验。
Therefore, we have all these experience of preparing for things.
但是阿摩斯在这里给我们一个新的方向的提醒，要预备。
But Amos is reminding us of a new direction.
为迎接你的神而预备。
We should prepare to meet our God.
或者说预备你的神而预备。
To prepare for the God, for your God.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
From golden daybreak, 刚才说有一个金色的黎明。
Some golden daybreak.
我传道十五年。
I preached for 15 years.
今天是第一次在讲台上传福音的时候讲天堂和地狱。
This is the first time that I talk about heaven and hell on the pulpit.
最近有一个人问我。
Recently a person said to me.
牧师你怕不怕？
He said, Pastor, are you afraid of death?
我不知道应该怎么回答他。
I did not know how to answer.
其实这问题很简单，选择题不是这个就是那个，怕不怕就是两个。
It seems this is a multiple choice question, true or false, yes or no.
我告诉你，我不敢说是，我也不敢说不是。
I did not dare to say yes or no at that point.
除非死到临头，那个时候我才能够告诉你怕不怕。
Unless I am about to die, then I could tell you I am afraid or I'm not afraid.
那么为什么今天人要问这样一个问题，说你怕不怕死呢？
So why do people ask you, what, are you afraid of death?
当人问这个死的问题的时候呢，如果他是非常单纯的、非常狭窄的讲死的问题的时候，
if they are very, talking very narrowly about the physical, happening of death,
是讲死的本身。
Talks about the substance of death.
当然，如果你说讲到跟亲人、跟朋友，当然这是就比较从另外一个角度来看。
If we talk about our relationship with those relatives who are still alive, then we might view it from another viewpoint.
从那个角度来看，死的人他就了结了，但是留下来的人是何等的可怜。
Although the people who die will be dead, but those who are left will be pitiful.
你怕不怕死乃是只说死的本身来说的。
This question, are you afraid of dying, deals with death alone.
我为什么说我今天第一次讲天堂和地狱呢？
Why do I say this is the first time I talk about heaven and hell?
我信主的时候是在大学的时候信主。
I came to believe in the Christian faith when I was in college.
我信了主以后，我就曾经问过一个问题，问我自己一个问题。
After I believe, I asked myself a question.
如果没有天堂地狱，我信不信耶稣？
If there were no heaven and no hell, would I believe in Christ?
你们懂我的意思吗？
You understand what I'm saying?
因为我发现有很多的人是为了天堂而地狱来信耶稣。
So it's because I believe many people come to the faith because of the existence of heaven and hell.
有人在台上大声的疾呼。
Somebody was screaming from the pulpit.
地狱多么可怕。
Hell is a terrifying experience.
你看有那不灭的火。
There's fire that would not die.
有那不死的虫。
And the insects that exist forever.
你不信耶稣。
If you do not believe.
你的份就在那烧灼的硫磺火湖里面，全是圣经上面的话。
Your portion will be in the sulfur fire.
烧得不得了。
And you are trembling in fear.
信，我信。
Yes, I would believe.
他是为了要逃避那一个地狱而来信耶稣。
In order to escape from the wrath of hell, he comes to believe.
你们当笑话听。
You are listening as a joke.
我好像当笑话讲。
It seems I'm saying as a joke.
但是这是到底是不是一个事实呢？天堂地狱。
But is this a fact, heaven and hell?
我发现世界上有很多人用天堂来这个贿赂人，用地狱来吓唬人，很多人就信了耶稣了。
Yes, some people are terrified by hell and.Right, by heaven, therefore they come to believe.
所以我问我自己，我信耶稣，如果没有天堂地狱，我信不信耶稣？
So I ask myself, if there were no heaven and no hell, would I still believe?
所以换句话说，我信耶稣在这一个今生对我有什么影响和意义？
So in other words, I was asking, what is the meaning and what effect it will have in this life?
后来我发现，即使没有天堂地狱，我还是需要主耶稣。
And then I discovered even if they were no heaven and no hell, I still need Jesus Christ.
那么后来就开始去传道。
And later on, I began to preach.
我不能不面对一件事情。
And I could not help but face an issue.
到底天堂地狱是怎么回事情？
What really is heaven and hell?
我就花了很多的时间去看圣经。
Therefore, I spent a lot of time to look through the Bible.
等我看圣经的时候。
And after I read the Bible,
我发现圣经里面讲天堂是怎么描写的。
And I see the description concerning heaven.
那里有黄金的街道
There is golden street
有珍珠的门
There are gates of pearl
有玛瑙的窗
And there are precious stone windows
哎呀天堂真是金碧辉煌
It seems the heaven is truly glorious
后来我就开玩笑
And therefore I had this joke
我就跟师母讲
I said to Mrs. Lee
我说如果我断气
I said, if I cease to breathe,
我说在棺材里面
I said, in the coffin,
在我们院子里面捡两块石头放在我的手中
I said, please take two stones from our garden and put it in my hand.
我要带到天堂去
I want to bring it to heaven.
因为价值观是怎么来的呢是物以稀为贵来的
I said, because it will be very rare in heaven, therefore the stone will be very expensive.
对天堂的黄金多到一个地步对我一点引诱都没有
If there is so much gold in heaven, then it would have offered no temptation to me.
我们在天堂见面的时候
When we go up to heaven,
我拿两块石头出来给你看
And I'll bring out my two pieces of stone.
我看你羡慕得不得了
I believe you would really want to have it.
所以我就看一下我说天堂是不是就是黄金珍珠玛瑙这些宝贝建造成的
So I thought to myself, is heaven really made of gold, pearl, and precious stone?
这是我个人的信仰
This is my own belief.
我觉得不是的。
I believe it not really is.
因为当年约翰被神提到天上去看见天堂的光景。
Because at that time when John was brought into the heavens to see what heaven was like,
美到一个程度他没有办法用任何的语言来描写那个美。
It was so beautiful that he cannot describe it with any human word.
他只能够用有限的知识来把那个地上最有价值的那些物质的观点来描写这个天堂。
He could only use from his limited knowledge what we have on earth to describe the beauty of heaven.
如果你要到天堂去拿一点珍珠，我想你会失望。
I believe if you want to get some pearls from heaven, you will be disappointed.
我只能够说在圣经里面这个天堂是有实在存在的一个地方。
I can only tell you that there is the truly existence of heaven.
但是那个里面是充满了极美的事物没有办法用我们今天人的观念和思想来描写。
But the beauty therein cannot be comprehended by our limited concept.
因为神为信他人预备这样一个地方。
Because God has prepared this place for those who believe.
地狱也是这样。
And so is the substance of hell.
地狱也许有很多的火有很多的虫。
Perhaps there is real fire and real insects.
不灭的火在那里走动的那些虫。
There is undying fire and insects.
什么虫没有说可能是蜈蚣。
It did not say what kind of insect it is.
但是我相信当这个圣经的作者描写这个地狱的可怕的时候他只能够用今天人认为最痛苦最可怕的那种描写来描写地狱
But I believe the author of the Bible can only use our common human words the most terrifying words to describe hell
我相信天堂比我们现在物质的观念的黄金珍珠更来的珍贵 和美丽
I believe heaven is more beautiful than the most precious of our worldly substance like gold and pearl.
我们最近一直不断地为何友康祷告。
We've been praying constantly for Mr. Ho.
感谢主在这个礼拜他清楚地在我在他母亲在张昭斌面前承认他的信仰。
So praise the Lord that this week he admitted openly that he believed.
昨天早上七点多的时候一度非常的危险。
Yesterday morning, 7 o'clock, he was in critical condition.
礼拜五师母跟 Shelby 去看他。
When Mrs. Lee and Shelby went to see him on Friday.
他现在非常喜欢看他的人读一段圣经给他听。
He really liked people to read a passage of the Bible. to him.
那师母就读了约翰福音十四章给他听。
Mrs. Lee read to him John chapter 14.
耶稣说我去为你们预备地方去。
It says, I am going there to prepare a place for you.
昨天早上我去看他的时候。
Yesterday morning when I went to visit him.
刚好是他比较清醒的时候。
He was quite conscious at that time.
他看见我他还跟我打了一个招呼。
And when he saw me, he said hello.
所以他说他想睡觉他很累。
He said he is very tired, he wants to go to sleep.
但是他说一定要让我先带他祷告他才肯睡觉。
And he wanted me to pray for him before he would go to sleep.
但是祷告以前他一定要读一段圣经他才肯祷告。
He said before we pray, we have to read the passage in the Bible.
那我就问他你要读什么。
And I said, what do you want to read?
他现在最喜欢读的是诗篇二十三篇。
And he likes to read Psalm 23 Psalm.
好了我读完以后我就告诉他。
After I read the Psalm, I said to him,
我说你平安地离开这个世界。
I said, you will pass from this world peacefully.
因为前面有一个荣耀的黎明等候。
Because there will be a glorious daybreak waiting for you.
而且你的太太将来要在那里跟你相会。
I said, your wife will meet you there in the future.
我可以看见她在痛苦的里面有一股很有把握的一个确据在她心里面。
I believe although he was in agony, he has this confidence in his heart.
我们祷告的时候我抓住他的手。
When we were praying, I clasped his hand.
我感觉到他也用力地在抓住我的手。
I felt that he was also holding my hand very firmly.
我本来今天早上预备打电话去问他的这个情况。
I was going to call him this morning to find out how he was doing.
医生说他随时在这几天当中都可能离开。
The doctor said this will be his last few days.
其实我今天的信息也完全是因着这个礼拜常常去见何友康而准备的信息。
And this message has been influenced and inspired by my meeting with Mr. Ho.
何友康如果记得不错的话才35岁。
Mr. Ho is only 35 years old.
我们想你当预备迎接你的神啊是比较年长的一些人。
We think that when you prepare to meet your God, it's for those who are old.
但是我们看见这里一个中年人。
But we see here and a person in his middle life.
感谢主，他已经预备好他自己。
He is prepared.
我不晓得我们哪一天会来到这样一个地步，我们真的已经没有时间预备，而马上就要迎接神。
I do not know whether we will approach a situation where we cannot afford time for the preparation.
我们要怎么预备呢
？How should we prepare ourselves?
约翰福音十四章第六节有一句话。
In John 14, verse 6, it says,
耶稣说我就是道路真理和生命。
It says, I'm the way, the life, and the truth.
若不借着我没有人能到父神那里去。
Nobody can come to God but by me.
你只能够借着主耶稣。
Only through Jesus Christ.
最后我愿意用一个故事来结束。
Finally, I want to close with one story.
这个故事我在去年年底的时候在 New England 的查经班的冬令会我曾经讲过。
I told this story in the winter retreat of the New England Bible study class.
我今天愿意用这个故事来结束今天的讲道。
Today I want to conclude this message with this story.
这个故事是这样的。
The story goes like this.
有一个非常出名的一个算命先生。
There was a very famous fortune teller.
非常的灵，非常的准。
And this fortune teller is very accurate in his forecast.
人家问他什么，他都有问必答。
Whatever question you ask him, he would offer you an answer.
而且一答呢，一定对。
And this answer will always be the correct answer.
那么有两个年轻人要去捣蛋。
And there are two young people they want to kind of test.
要去考他。
They want to make a joke.
问了很多问题。
And they ask a lot of questions.
讲得很对。
And the fortune teller would always offer the accurate answer.
我姓什么
？What's my name?
Lee.
My name is Lee.
很准
Very accurate.
什么地方人
What kind, where do I come from?
老广
Anthony.
今年几岁
How old am I?
屈指一算
A congressman.
天机不可泄露
I will tell you.
所问的都对了
All these things he can give you an accurate answer.
他们就想了一个办法
And so they thought of a scheme.
他们来到这个算命先生面前。
And they came towards the fortune teller.
手背在后面。
And they have their hands at the back.
先生，请问。
He says, Mister, I'm asking you.
我后面拿的是什么东西
？What do I have in my hand?
那个气功上面先生屈指一算。
The fortune teller, thought for a while.
会飞的。
And he said something that would fly.
对了，是一个鸟，他抓了个小麻雀在他手上。
It was true. He had a sparrow in his hand that would fly.
然后他再问他。
And then the young man said,
活的还是死的？
Is a dead one or a live one?
这很难答，是不是？
This is very difficult to answer.
如果这个算命先生说是活的，
And the fortune teller said the bird is alive.
用力。
And the kid would break the neck of the bird.
然后出来是死的。
And then it would be dead.
如果这个算命先生说是死的，
If the fortune teller said it's dead,
他一放让他飞。
And so the boy would let the bird go and it would fly.
怎么办？
So what did the fortune teller say?
算命先生摇摇头。
The fortune teller thought for a while.
他说了一句话。
And he said,
和是生是死操纵在你的手中。
He said, life or death is all in your hands.
这是一个笑话。
This is a joke.
但是这里面有非常深的哲学的意义。
But there is deep philosophical meaning in this story.
是生是死操纵在你的手中。
Your life and your death is in your hands.
你当预备迎接你的神。
You should be prepared to meet your God.
预备不预备操纵在你的手中。
Whether you are making the preparation or not is in your hands.
今天很多的基督徒我们知道非常的关心你。
Today many Christians are concerned about your welfare.
关心归关心。
But their concern is one thing.
没有办法代替你来做任何的信仰的行动。
They cannot decide for you concerning your faith.
预备不预备操纵在你自己的手里。
You only yourself have control over this preparation.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow in prayer?
请各位低头，我希望我们有一段时间的安静。
So you bow, I hope that we will have a period of quiet time.
也许你可以用安静的时间稍微整理一下今天所听到的信息。
Perhaps you can organize what you have heard today in this time.
如果你忘记了所讲的，起码这句话你记得，你当预备迎接你的神。
At least you can remember this sentence, be prepared to meet thy God.
我希望你在心里面能够有这样的一个思想。
I hope you have this thought in your heart.
预备不预备操纵在我的手中。
Whether to prepare or not is entirely in my hand.
我可以预备做这个，可以预备做那个，但是我从来没有想过要预备迎接我的神。
I can be prepared to do this and do that, but I never thought of preparing to meet my God.
当金色黎明来到的时候。
When the golden daybreak arrives.
我的结局是在天堂还是在地狱？
Where would I end up, in heaven or in hell?
请各位很安静的打开你周报里面的一张白纸。我们这是周报里面东西很多，有一张白纸。
Please quietly open up your bulletin and bring out a form.
在那里有一个表格要填写的。
And there's a form that we'd like you to fill out.
有姓名，有性别，籍贯等等。
We want to, you to put down your name, your address.
因为我们知道在美国流动性很大，我们希望能够常常有你最新的这个地址。
We'd like to have your most recent address.
但是更重要的是下面有几个地方要请大家填的。
But even more importantly, I want you to put down, fill out the second portion of the form.
你如果今天早上你愿意接受主耶稣做你个人的救主，
If you'd like to become a Christian today and accept Christ as your Savior,
就请你在下面的空格上面打一个勾。
Please check on the third item.
我们愿意为你祷告。
We'd like to pray for you.
我们愿意继续的来帮助你。
And we'd like to help you.
当然一次的听到不能解决你整个信仰的疑难。
I believe once you cannot solve all the questions you have concerning your faith.
你如果还有不明白信仰不明白的地方，我们愿意教会派人来跟你谈。
If you are still unclear about certain truths, we are willing to send a person to talk with you.
但是你今天愿意接受耶稣，相信耶稣。
If you'd like to receive Christ this morning,
就请你在第三个那个方格上，那个我下面的第三个方格上填上一个记号。
Please check on the third square.
请现在我们就有机会来填写这个东西。
Please fill out this form even right now.
那么在填写的时候，我希望我们一起安静翻到509首。
While we are filling out the form, please turn to 509.
509首。
509。
当大家唱诗的时候，我希望我们能够一面默默的能够填写这个表格。
When we are singing the song, please continue filling out the form.
我不愿意让这个布道的一个主日对你有任何的压力。
I hope that we are not putting pressure on you during this.
你当预备迎接你的神是你个人跟神之间的事情。
This issue, be prepared to meet your God, is a personal relationship between you and God.
所以我也希望你能够个人在神的面前填写这个表格。
Therefore, I hope that you will do it in front of God.
如果你在教会里面已经聚会很久，但是从来没有有把握的将来可以迎接你的神，请你今天也做一个决定。
If you have been here for a long time, but you never had the confidence that you will meet your God, please also make a decision today.
我们唱509首。
509。
我心何等欢喜，殷勤就做做到，我为你背了出发线。要决定信主的，请你在那个单子上填。填完以后，待会儿我们要请招待的弟兄姊妹来收这张单子。
We ask those who want to believe, please check on your appropriate form, and the ushers will come and collect it.
我们唱第三节。
We'll sing verse three.
求主赐我圣灵，充满在我心里。感谢我主恩重赞，变成救主荣幸，做我心爱，我心爱求你，求主洗净我罪。我们把副歌再唱一遍。
做我心爱，我心爱求你，求主洗净我罪孽，洗净再高悬你。
有几件事情报告。
There are several announcements.
最重要的一件事情就是要来的这个周末，礼拜六、礼拜天。
The most important concern is the coming weekend.
是在本教会所有聚会最重要的一次的高潮，就是宣道年会。
It's the high point of the calendar of this church. It is the missionary conference.
每一年我们都有这样两天三天的聚会。
Every year we have a meeting of this sort for two or three days.
因为我们遵照主的命令说。
Because we are obeying God's command.
你不要单顾自己的事。
Do not be concerned only with your own matters.
也要顾别人的事。
Be also concerned about others.
在我报告的时候，招待可以开始收这个单子。
We ask the ushers to come and collect the survey sheet.
所以这个礼拜六下午开始，我们有两天的宣道年会。
So from this Saturday afternoon, we have 2 days of missionary conference.
在我们节目单的背后有详细的节目表。
At the back of the bulletin, there is a detailed schedule.
你看这个节目表，你就会发现这个海外宣道委员会经过了相当的筹备。
From this schedule, you see that we have made a lot of preparation for this missionary conference.
我们从一点钟开始有祷告会。
And 1 o'clock we have a prayer meeting.
一点半开始有开会礼拜，简单的一个开会礼拜。
And there is a worship service to open the conference.
那么两点钟开始呢，礼拜六我们特别请了这个使者协会的总干事陈喜谦弟兄。
And then from 2 o'clock we have Brother Chan from the Ambassador for Christ who will be here to speak to us.
他要讲华人拆船工作的要务。
He will talk about the importance of Chinese missionary.